temporary food, in this case rice, as part of efforts to achieve target of food self-sufficiency. One of the things that is being encouraged to achieve the target of food self-sufficiency is the optimization of agricultural land through the formation of food brigades. Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said in Jakarta on Thursday, the food brigade manages agricultural land in a structured manner with a management scale reaching around 200 hectares per brigade. That was Nisline from Voice of Indonesia.
She just released her latest work entitled Obade Untuk Ibu. The song tells the story of a child's love, sacrifice, and gratitude towards a mother who always struggles selflessly. In its lyrics, the song describes how a mother often hides her tightness and anxiety for the sake of her children's future, as if everything was fine. According to Hanin, Obade for Mother is best listened to when logging for mother amid busyness, especially for those who are far from their mother. The song Obade for Mother involves a number of musicians in its production process. Aris Nur Iskandar and Tito P. Sunardi act as writers and songwriters, while the music arrangement is handled directly by Tito P. Sunardi. Listeners, this is Obade for Mother by Hanin Dia. Enjoy.
Nan sejuk tertidur, nan tak pernah mengapa tertidur. Lihat wajahmu, mungkinkah wajahmu engkau sudah bersembunyikan diriku. Tidak kau ambil diriku, demi impian dan masa depanku. Selalu kau coba kalahkan segala sahamu, seakan semua baik-baik saja. Thank you.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Which was a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a Grojogan art waterfall on the left and right.
are shared at the edge of the source. That's why it's called Projogan Waterfall, which means Anshanga Waterfall. Projogan Waterfall is famous for its very beautiful scenery with 6 levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with a tribute of hills greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Projogan Waterfall wall and every level, and also sit on a large path while looking at the beauty of Projogan. You can also swim here and of course the mistaken surface. The best time to visit Projogan Waterfall wall is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu intinya bukan seperti ini. Tapi as I know, wayang is from India, and the story was built by Hindu people. But wayang was a legend. It had reeds of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religion. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kerajaan there was a cultural ease, because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reeds, Sultan Kerajaan took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang right now. West Java has wayang god and wooden papa, which has the same story as wayang kuo, or classically the papas for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Yogyakarta also has wayang god, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi, seni petualangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies, and the main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. The light in puppet mastery is called Bensong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it Linabar. So, knowledge is sold, not cap. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Jelek, kalau antara, kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Nomor 5.
For example, the story of Ramayana in which chapter 1 is bad and sempurna, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Urawa or Astina are bad. But no point for that. Therefore, Japanese people call it the number knowledge. It's all shown in the plans and us, which one we should follow.
Oh.
dengan perkawinan dan perawitannya sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini.
Lebih dari Papa Musubi and perawitan class ke Japanese music art was actually already popular worldwide. It's about present, more than 100 countries already have it. Traditional gamelan, orang pelajari ya. Wayang, jasa, dalam, and sindan.
Saya ketahui,
the voice engine from Japan and the US, the young generation can learn it if they want to.
Banyak dari Papa.
I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI have now learned it. But I still thought, perawitan major only had one class. Now draw three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bhakti Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus kan. Kalau kita melihat ke semua, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well, and we move to solo, it's amazing. Yoga still has a strong scenario, not like solo, which has tendency to pop apart. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Demand of Sudasono try to make puppet, manipulating by playing wild quid, like people, play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian president Suharto, Gotha Party always won the election. The unknown place is Lion, Gatal Pocho, and Radio. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, then wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Basic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, tapi kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art or ramas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so like a quilt with wayang taffy and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang taffy uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang taffy is colorful.
That's the explanation of taffy, modern wayang creator. Wayang taffy is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang taffy is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang taffy was created as taffy worried about the young generation who has no space to play. So wayang taffy is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, taffy tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang bahannya dari bekas sampah plastik gitu ya, plastik. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage, which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang taffy story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu kepada teman anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa lainnya. Nah, saya. At first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who is eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to be eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang taffy are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya, saya dalam proses tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh dari mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti
irama
anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba
coba
kalian hari ini menggambar
pokok
yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Ignore, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
I don't like modern wayang because it no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan. Terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the word changes, so there should be adjustment. Cartoon or toy still has to control, so it still runs in crapple. Kids are forced to eat.
According to Bhakti Sumanto, Japanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Papa itu bisa berubah-ubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Padahal itu can change as wayang is adaptive to change. In the year of G30, as D-Kai, the British had the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of his army general. Subandio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Vitaluna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself ended up getting gathered culture fever. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Taffy hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya adalah generasi muda untuk supaya lebih baik.
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international,
I hope so. Hati saya tidak akan menderita misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia. Atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya tidak menderita hati saya.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried if our arts and our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is that my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still love and care about wayang.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Danawin Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped by the deployment in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, and meat. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Danawin Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Was popularized by music group Kahitna and released in 2002.